The United Nations Security Council has called for the release of political prisoners in South Sudan as a step towards the agreement of a ceasefire between the government and rebel forces. Political instability has plagued the world's newest country since President Salva Kiir sacked Deputy Riek Machar in July, accusing him of plotting a coup. Ethnic tensions developed between Mr. Kiir's Dinka people and Mr. Machar's Nuer, eventually leading to violence which has left more than 1,000 people dead since fighting broke out in December, according to UN statistics. Mr. Kiir's troops scored an important victory on Friday, recapturing the oil-rich town of Bentiu. The government is now said to be mobilising thousands of soldiers for an attack on Bor, the last major town controlled by the rebels. In the meantime, Mr. Machar has said he wants 11 prisoners to be released before he will consider a cessation of hostilities. His request is being backed by the UN Security Council in the hope of reaching a ceasefire agreement. We spoke to Marco Lesucat, who is in South Sudan as Regional Disaster Risk Management Manager for Plan International, to find out more about the interests behind this conflict and about the desperate humanitarian situation on the ground.
The Republic of South Sudan will depend on an oil-dependent economy. So for that reason, this will soon turn into the conflict of oil. These started as a political crisis, and it turned out into an ethnic conflict between the Nuer and Dinka. Now again, it comes back to what we call the war of the oil.
And what about the humanitarian situation? So can you tell us how this conflict is affecting the population?
As we are speaking right now, there are over 200,000 that have been displaced. I have been in a transition camp or a settlement 30 kilometers from Bor, for instance, called Awerial, where I witnessed 84,000 people just camping in an open, and more coming daily. In fact, the reports are 2,000 daily are running from Bor alone. So people are just running away. They just get settled anywhere that they can without any services, no food, no water, very poor sanitation. People are not protected. They're not secure. Girls are exposed to all sorts of violence. So the humanitarian situation is dire. Plan International have been doing our best. We're continuing to mobilize our resources and people.
Apart from what aid agencies are doing to help face the humanitarian crisis, what can political leaders be doing to help South Sudan resolve its conflict as well?
For me, first things first. First of all, number one, right now is security. There must be cessation of hostilities everywhere in South Sudan, not only in the oil areas. No one is secure in South Sudan. No one will win out of this war. People are dying. People are traumatized. But I think the world must act now. The church, I remember I worked in South Sudan for many years from 2001 during the war. Church has always had a part in peace building. Where is the church in all this? It needs to see not only the political class but also the church taking its role.